Topic 182, Wisdom. 1. Wisdom has to do with the development of the life within the form, with the progress of the spirit through those ever-changing vehicles, and with the expansions of consciousness that succeed each other from life to life. It deals with the life side of evolution. Since it deals with the essence of things and not with the things themselves, it is the intuitive apprehension of the truth apart from the reasoning faculty and the innate perception that can distinguish between the false and the true, between the real and the unreal. It is more than that, for it is also the growing capacity of the thinker to enter increasingly into the mind of the Logos, to realize the true inwardness of the great pageant of the universe, to vision the objective, and to harmonize more and more with the higher measure. Perhaps it might be expressed as the gradual blending of the paths of the mystic and the occultist, the rearing of the temple of wisdom upon the foundation of knowledge. Wisdom is the science of the spirit, just as knowledge is the science of matter. Knowledge is separative and objective, while wisdom is synthetic and subjective. Knowledge divides, wisdom unites. Knowledge differentiates, while wisdom blends. Wisdom concerns the one self, knowledge deals with the not-self, while the understanding is the point of view of the ego or thinker, or his relation between them. From Initiation, Human and Solar, pages 11 through 12. 2. Wisdom, actuated and motivated by love and intelligently applied to world problems, is much needed today and is not yet to be found except among the few illumined souls in every nation, I say, without exception. Many more must love with wisdom and appreciate the group aspiration before we shall see the next reality to be known and to emerge out of the darkness which we are now in the process of dispelling. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 342. 3. Wisdom connotes skill in action as the result of developed love and the light of understanding. It is awareness of requirements and ability to bring together into a fused relationship the need and that which will meet it. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 494. 4. Wisdom is the enlightened application of knowledge through love to the affairs of men. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 467. 5. Wisdom takes the place of knowledge when, in the transmuting fires of struggle, pain, and hard work, the aspirant transforms himself into the working disciple and is gradually absorbed into the ranks of the hierarchy. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 394.